And now, James Gravel.
In our last discussion concerning what is involved in ascertaining biblical authority for things we do in religion, we covered the use of what is known as necessary inference, wherein something is not stated directly, but instead is necessarily implied. One way to understand the proper use of necessary inference within the Bible is to examine certain instances of unnecessary inferences. In other words, it can be helpful to look at places where an inference might be made, but where such an inference would be wrong. Consider two examples. In John 21, verses 21 through 33, Peter asked Jesus which disciple among them would betray him. Then Peter, looking directly at John, asked Christ, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus' response to Peter was, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" There is no doubt that, in the context, Jesus' phrase, "till I come," referred to his second coming. Would it be correct to infer, then, that the Apostle John would continue living on this earth until Jesus' second coming occurred? Of course not. Jesus was using hyperbole, an exaggerated statement, to emphasize an important point, which was this: "Peter, what difference should it make to you if John is the one who will betray me? You should be more concerned about following me yourself, not what one of the other disciples does." In the second example, found in Acts 16, verse 15, we are informed that Lydia and her household were baptized. May we therefore infer from such a statement that there were infants among the number of people who were baptized, and that infant baptism is therefore acceptable? Of course not. First, it is sheer assumption to suggest that just because the word household is mentioned, there were necessarily infants in that household. Second, additional biblical passages such as John 3:16, Luke 13:3, and Acts 2:38 teach that candidates for baptism must be sinners who are capable of believing in Christ, repenting of their past sins, and confessing Christ as Savior. Infants obviously can do no such thing, nor are they sinners. Thus, it would be completely improper to infer from Acts 16:15 that the word household gives credence to the act of infant baptism. Such would be an unnecessary inference.